You just were in Colorado, right?
Yes. I have a good friend. Actually, our friend who set
I
us
stole
up.
you from. Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
Julie, who lives in Denver, and I usually visit her at least once a year around her birthday, which is nice because that's when the snow happens.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to come for a weekend, enjoy it, and not shovel anything and go.
Right. And they have a nice backyard, so it's not like we have to go anywhere. I literally just like run in circles barefoot in their backyard
That's exactly what my
and they
sister
laugh at
does. She
me.
like comes, she builds like a tiny snowman, and she's like, I have had the time of my life.
Right. Right.
So you, it was her birthday, and you did one of the things that we've started doing. I don't know how long ago now. It has to be like 6 years ago or
Before
so.
COVID.
Yeah, it was clearly pre-COVID. I still lived there. A thing that I think a lot of people aren't familiar with, but has become normal to us at this point, which is a PowerPoint party.
Yes, the PowerPoint party, which Julie and our other friend Aaron, like when I started telling them about, oh, we have this party, we either have a theme or we don't have a theme, but everybody comes equipped with a full-fledged PowerPoint that they then present to the rest of us. They were just like, that does not sound fun. That is not something I
Why
would
is
like to do.
that?
And especially Julie's like, I'm a teacher.
Right, yeah,
Like,
this is
that's
my life.
work. But gradually they came around and like, told their friends about it, and their friends got excited.
Yeah, see, once
And
you
you
start
know,
telling the other nerds, then it's like, oh, no, wait. Maybe this
right.
is a good idea.
Yeah. And it was her 42nd birthday,
Nice, very
which
important
very
meaning of
important
life.
birthday. And so the theme was don't panic, it's Julie's birthday party.
Amazing. Listen, if you are not as big a nerd as probably most people who listen to this podcast
Right.
are, but if you happen to be like a cool kid who somehow stumbled upon here, that's of course a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference. 42 being the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah. So we started this. The first PowerPoint party we had was our friend Kristen's birthday. And it
Which for
was,
some reason we did pantsless, and I don't remember why.
I think just because that's her
She just
vibe.
didn't, yeah, she just didn't want to
See,
wear
'cause
pants.
that's what made me question if it was before or after COVID, because that's a very COVID thing that it
Sure,
was
yeah, to
like
just not,
professional on top
yeah, that's
and
right. It was
then
business on top and
yeah,
no pants
it was
on the
like a
bottom.
Zoom party.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that does feel very
But you
COVID-esque, but
said that
no.
you were still living
I
there,
was
so of
there. Yeah.
course
It was not.
that
That's just a
meant.
thing we did. Listen, we also, we've been referring to ourselves in the No Pants Clan for like over a decade now.
Right.
So, like, it makes sense. It's just
Long
funny that
enough.
it was enforced upon other people as well. Hey, everybody, come here. Don't wear pants. Give a presentation.
Yeah.
This is going to be really fun.
Yeah, and of course Taylor won best dress because he had like the gar what are those
Yeah,
called?
the
The
like
like
what a guy is
the
wear. Yeah, I was gonna say
garters with the
garters too,
suspenders.
but I don't think you call it garters when men wear
No, not
them.
when it's men.
No, but I don't have any other words. So, but
Sock
you,
suspenders.
yeah, sock suspenders is what he
Very
was wearing
sexy
with his. Yeah, exactly. He
with
went
his
all in.
suit top. And then of course this last year I had my 40th.
Yes.
And you weren't able to come, but Keo
No, but
was.
my husband sure was, and boy, did he plan for
Right.
that.
So mine was, it was a time travel theme, and so everybody had to pick a person or an event from the past and then pretend either that you time traveled to the present to tell us about it,
Nice.
or that I guess we time traveled to the past. I don't know. That's
Or
not
they came
important.
back. They
They came back. Oh yeah,
time traveled from the future.
you're from the present and you went to the past and you came back to the
There
future.
we go.
But yeah, of course you saw Keo's Amazon purchases and could not figure out what he
Like, what
was.
is going on here? Well, the thing was, we had gone on a walking tour in DC, and at the time we were both planning on coming out for it. But he was like, I think as we were on this tour, the story was told about this like crazy architect who wanted to bring George Washington back from the dead. And I think I kind of offhandedly was like, oh, that'd make a good PowerPoint story. And he was like, oh, and leaned in so hard. And
So hard.
like he wrote a rap, like he
He wrote a
had
Hamilton
he
rap.
made like a Hamilton-esque
I
rap
love
about
he
this
wrote
guy.
it in case there was like dead space,
Right, if it
but
was
then of course he
needed.
had to bring it out at the end.
Yes, which I got text messages about from people like your husband.
So good.
You won't believe what he just did. I'm like, oh, I'm sure I will.
I will.
I will
I live
absolutely
with
believe
him
it. Yes. Yeah.
most of the time.
It's the kind of thing normally he just does like in our room while I'm trying to watch TV instead. It's with a nice little audience.
Right.
So good. So this one, what was your theme? Did you have a theme for the Julie one?
No, it was more of an introductory PowerPoint party, and
Just get everyone used to the concept.
just whatever you're interested in.
Nice.
It's funny because they introduced this new element. So my friend's sister-in-law, Amber, who is, I mean, I just have this crush on her because she's like trained in opera and like
Oh, dang.
plays every instrument.
Nice.
So she had to do like this a final presentation on like clarinet or something,
Okay.
in PowerPoint form, and it was to her it was just like so boring, so uninteresting. But she's also really into botany. And
Oh, okay.
so with each slide, she also had a fun fact about a flower.
Oh, nice.
So she showed us that PowerPoint after we were done with the main PowerPoint party. But so Julie's husband, Josh, like he had joked about doing a presentation on merging
Like merging lanes.
because
Okay.
Julie gets so fed up with people who don't know how to merge.
That is a problem.
And so he had a presentation about frogs, which was very
Oh, I
nice
love
on its
frogs.
own.
Man, great topics.
Right. But then each slide had like, step by step how to do the zipper merge. And so his sister Amber, who was in the crowd, would like shout out the thing. And every time he'd be like, "This is not a presentation about merging. This is about frogs. Pay attention." But it was very funny.
Delightful. I'm such a
Yeah.
fan of this. I wanted to approach this out the gate because this is a podcast for like very nerdy people who like info dumping and like to be info dumped on.
Yes. Yes.
So I highly suggest that people take this on as a thing. I mean, format wise, do
Right.
like 3 minutes is your PowerPoint length. If you go over it, there are penalties.
Yes, that's what brings the party into
That's
it.
what brings the
You
party into it.
have
Yes.
a special shot for the
Yes.
party,
Usually if something
and
really disgusting containing ingredients that you don't want to be drinking, which
right.
discourages you from going over, unless you're Brienne here. Who the first time we did this PowerPoint just kept going, just downing these like soy sauce and
Right.
chaos
There was
things.
so much adrenaline running. I
It's
did not taste the
like,
soy
just
sauce
go,
vodka
go, go.
shot.
Yeah, it was incredible to watch. But yeah, that creates the sort of raucous atmosphere of everyone sort of chanting at you. It
Right.
becomes there starts to be heckling to a point. People might try to slow you down so that you don't make your 3 minutes. You know, there's like a lot of interaction that can go on. It starts to feel
Yeah.
like a British Parliament meeting or something like that to
You know,
people.
that's exactly what I was going to say, Corey.
Hey, who has not watched one of those and been like, that looks like fun? That
Who
looks like a
among
great idea.
us?
So I just needed to get that out the gate. If you have never had a PowerPoint party,
Yeah. But
do
it's
it.
so sweet. Like, she was obviously afraid if I do this. And, the thing is, everybody has to have one, or
Right.
else
Yeah.
why would you? And so she was like, "Well, I'm afraid people won't come if they
Right.
have to do this." And to be fair, I think there were a few people who were like, "No, nah, I don't want to do
No,
that. I'm not
thanks. Yeah.
coming to your birthday party." But it's like, one guy did one just about narwhals and how great they
Yes.
are, and
Anything.
it's just so sweet that people will willingly do homework
Right,
for your
for your
party.
birthday, exactly. And also that I just think it's neat, that everyone probably has some special interest that they're thinking about all the time. And in this one moment, they get to shine.
Yes. Yeah, you learn, like, oh, this is what this person's thinking
Yeah,
about.
right. When their eyes glaze over, it's narwhals.
It's narwhals.
Let me quote directly from my notes, if I may.
Yes, please do.
Fucking look at these nerds. Oh, mise-en-scène.
I don't think anyone has ever said mise-en-scène in such a horny way before.
The way I whispered the word sex cannibal recently.
Worst comes to worst, Mark. I'm willing to guillotine you for science.
Thank you. That's really, really sweet. It's cold outside, but my pancreas is talking to me. I'm gonna leg it.
You know how I feel about that, Mark.
I think you feel great about it.
Dear friends, it is our final Mark-free week here on JOAG. He is out today going to see The Monkey, the new Oswald, Oz, I almost said Oswald, Osgood Perkins, Oz Perkins flick that is out in the cinemas this week, and we'll talk about that when he comes back next week. We are going to do a big movie-sode because we've been to the theater a lot over the course of this past month. February has been quite a horror month, but for our last episode before he comes back, I have invited someone completely new to the cast.
Bachelorette number three.
Bachelorette number three, my dear friend, Brianne Brisea is here. Hello, Brianne.
Hello, Corrigan.
I'm so glad you joined me. As someone who does not constantly put yourself on the internet like the other people that I have
Yes, I
had on
am
here.
terrified to be here, Corey.
I'm just so glad that you have overcome that to be a part of it. Obviously, you are not new to the concept of storytelling, as we have just discussed with the PowerPoint stories and just our general, info dump sessions in our group texts and whatnot, pretty much every day. So I'm looking forward to see what you've brought here today. How you doing? How's your February? How's your,
It's a blur. I feel like everybody I've talked to, and I kind of think every year, like at least January, that's how it is. But this year, February is just like, what's happening?
I feel like, January always feels like it's like 6 months long. And then February, we lose what? 2 days out of the year or out of the month, and like it's gone. It's the 23rd. How'd that happen? I don't know what happened there. So
I don't know.
it's like the passage of time as a person, late 30s, 40s is like it's hard to wrap your head around how fast it goes.
I know. Like, that's what worries me is that it's not just, universal, like
Right.
everybody. It's
It's
that,
just
oh,
getting
I'm
old.
getting to that point where it's like when you're older, time passes differently.
Yeah, because I always thought it was funny that people would say life is short, but I was like, that's not that short, really. You can do a lot of things.
Ugh.
Like, it feels pretty long.
When you're
And then
waiting for
now,
something, it feels long.
yeah, it feels long. And now it's like, I keep thinking about, like, obviously, Keo and I travel quite a bit and things like that. And I'll think about when we were somewhere and think it was like 6 months ago. Like, oh, we were in Barcelona and it was like, it's like 2 years ago or something like that. And I'm like, that's concerning. I don't like that.
Right.
Does this
Oh,
we just
gosh.
race until we die now?
Yeah. To me,
And then does
everything
every
is
year get
like
shorter?
that happened 10 years ago. 10
Right.
years ago. And
Just
somebody would be
default.
like, not exactly, but okay.
I don't have no sense. Like, that's the other thing is that 10 years ago feels like it should be a long time ago, but it isn't. And so, like, at this point, I think I stole you from Julie as a friend about 20 years ago at this
Yeah.
point, which seems like a bonkers. Like, if I would be comfortable saying it was a decade ago, not totally comfortable with saying it was two of them. It's a really long time, is all
Yeah,
I'm
because
saying.
it was probably 2003.
2005, I would say ish.
2005.
Yeah, because that was when she was my RA.
See, that's the thing. I also don't
See,
know
now you have no idea
when
what
I
year it is.
graduated, because I was thinking about, oh, I graduated college in 2002, which is when I graduated high school. So I
Oh,
have no idea what's going on,
see,
actually, as a matter of
it is
fact.
time. I don't know. Maybe it is a combination of getting older and pandemic life and everything in the
Yeah.
world. Because yeah, it's just
Overload.
overload. So everything goes very fast. But I'm excited to see what you have brought here today, what story you're going to tell me. You said it somehow relates to one of the PowerPoint parties that you went to.
Yes. So
Okay.
this is a story all about how. No, this is. I'm sure this is something you've heard about because you've heard about everything. But this was introduced to me because our mutual friend Brianna Moore, who
Yes.
I stole from you,
True.
did her PowerPoint on it.
Okay.
And have you heard of the Cold War? Are you familiar with the Cold War,
It
Corey?
sounds vaguely familiar. It's
Okay, well,
a
that's when our
concept.
story takes place,
Beautiful.
1960s.
Amazing.
And I wanted to do it justice. So
I thought you had
yesterday,
props, but it was just your cat's tail.
well, he is a prop in a way. This is Rocket, Trash Panda.
Rocket.
I went out yesterday and actually got this book, which
Ooh,
is
I thought it said milking the moon. It says
Milking the
nuking,
Moon,
nuking the moon.
Nuking the Moon
Okay,
by
that sounds promising.
Vince Houghton, who was the director, I guess, of the International Spy Museum.
Ooh, nice.
And he was saying, in the opener of this book, whatever you call it, the introduction, he's saying that, on the board of this International Spy Museum are people who were pretty high up in the CIA. So,
Nice.
I started out just looking at a bunch of websites and then thought, oh, I'm gonna actually make sure some of this is
Sure. Love
grounded in
it.
fact and
I
be
love a
able to
fact
say
check.
how it's grounded in fact. So this is the story of Acoustic Kitty.
Acoustic kitty.
Acoustic Kitty.
I think you've stumped me. I don't think I know anything about whatever this is.
So you talked a few weeks ago about MK Ultra.
Yes.
And yeah, the CIA trying to figure out how they can control minds and,
Right.
possibly be psychic.
And they landed on LSD for that, which
Yeah.
didn't work, as it
Right.
turns out.
And my book here explains that MK Ultra was actually kind of like an umbrella and there was a bunch of projects under it. And so my understanding is that Project Acoustic Kitty is one of the 150 sub projects. I want to
Okay,
say
nice.
subplots.
Yeah, close enough.
But I want to say in terms of the CIA during the Cold War, like the first sentence of this book is about desperation. And then later, like a page later, it says, if necessity is the mother of invention, desperation is the drunk uncle. So all that to say that, this
Excellent.
time in history, we were just trying to figure out how to beat the Ruskies.
Right, just throwing whatever shit at the wall
Yeah,
would
just trying to
stick.
figure it out. And so this project, Acoustic Kitty, took them 5 years. And
Nice.
so none of the websites said this, but our friend Vince like took it back to they were trying to come up with better listening devices and,
Okay.
basically bugs. And the problem was that as when we started recording and the audio was coming through my headphones,
Right.
there's just so much like static and background noise. And so you can, have the listening device next to your two spies that you're trying to listen to. But there's so much like cars
Yeah.
honking and background talk that it's really hard to sit there and figure out what the heck they're saying.
This is it's funny you mentioned that because I was watching have you ever seen the movie The Boys from Brazil?
No.
It's from the 70s. It's Steve Guttenberg's first movie role.
Oh, good.
He's like
From the
19
Gutenberg
years old in
Project.
this. Yes, it's the first Guttenberg project, if you will. In that, he at the beginning of it sets up like a listening device that he uses to like spy on these Nazis that are it's like they have migrated to South America after World War II, and they're down there and they're putting together a nefarious scheme to essentially clone Hitler. They're going to clone, they have cloned a bunch of baby Hitlers that are growing up all over the world at this
My
point. It's a
gosh.
fucking bananas concept.
And it's a true story, right?
It's a true story. They cloned
Yeah,
all these
okay.
Hitlers. No, So at the beginning of it, though, he like sets up this thing, and the entire time, all I was thinking is like, you would not be able to hear shit. Like, it's just he is so far away from what he is like
Right.
listening to, and like they're all moving around and doing all kinds of stuff, and he's like listening. And it's like perfectly clear, like they're talking straight into a walkie-talkie, and I was just sitting there like obviously this is a movie about cloning Hitler. It's not going to be the most scientifically
Yes,
accurate thing in the
yes.
world, but all I could think was like Steve Guttenberg wouldn't be able to hear them. I can't
See?
hear you when you
Right,
brush your shirt
yeah.
against your
Anybody
mic.
who's tried to use technology, yeah.
Yep. But fair point.
So, yeah. So they were talking about how, our ears, the cochlea, it's all specially designed, to pick up. Sorry, I don't know science.
I was like,
I
honestly,
don't I
like, wow,
didn't
you're like going in here.
Right. I couldn't really understand if it was saying that the cochlea and the little hairs and stuff that pick up the sound know what they're doing, or if it's that it sends it to your brain and your
And
brain is
it
able to
interprets it.
distinguish, like, okay, this is the actual sound that I'm trying to hear,
Right. Yeah,
as opposed to
totally.
what we recognize as like white noise.
Yeah, because that is a fascinating like process that the brain does. I remember I was reading a book, like sitting at Nellie's one day, and it was like basically just each page was just like a fact. Essentially, that was the whole thing, was like just some sort of like interesting fact. And one of the things it was talking about was the fact that like we hear things and see things and stuff like that before we process them. And I thought that was like as such, you might react to something before you even know that you have seen or heard it, right? So like someone does something across the room and it hasn't registered, but suddenly you go, ugh, or something like that. Like someone throws a ball or something. You don't register that someone threw a ball, but you go like this, and then the ball comes and hits you in the
Right,
hand or something, right?
you
Like
don't know what to do, but your body,
your body
like.
somehow knows. And I always find that fascinating with things like that. Like, okay, when we hear something, our brain is going to do like this intricate act of interpretation and filtering of all the outside shit we don't need in order to make it so that we hear the thing we do. So there's so much going on around us. And as like an ADHDer, I have a really hard time tuning out most of the things that are around me, you know? This is the thing that Theo has finally started to realize, because he's always like, you know, like I pick up every single conversation that's going on, or if someone puts like gum in their mouth 3 rows behind us on a train, I immediately put my earplugs in and stuff like that. Like I can't tune that out. And there's like something, you know, that's not turning off everything there. But at the same
Right.
time, there are still huge acts of filtering that are happening in that process. And that's just like,
Yeah.
human brains are crazy, man.
Right. So I don't know. Yeah.
So
So
somehow there's a filtering going on.
somehow
That's the
my book
point.
is sets up the story with they were trying to figure out the science and technology of how to duplicate this, and it was just beyond them. And so it came to the idea of, well, why don't we use something that already has a cochlea and ears and stuff? And that turned into, why don't we take an animal and make it into a listening device?
Stop it.
Yes. And so
Okay.
they, of course, this is just a story, but he's saying like they're going through different animals, and things are either going to be too conspicuous,
Conspicuous?
conspicuous. You see a dog, you're gonna want to pet the dog. You're
Sure,
gonna
yeah.
stop all conversation and pet the dog. If it was a monkey, that's, you're in Russia and suddenly there's a monkey.
Yeah,
If
you'd notice.
there's a rat, you're gonna freak out and say, get rid of that rat or something.
Yeah, there's not a lot of just like neutral animals, are there, that you're just kind of
Right.
like, that makes sense to be there.
So that's why
Birds.
they came to a cat.
A cat. Yeah, I guess cats are kind of
Because,
everywhere.
you're out in a park and a stray cat walks by, you barely even see it. Like,
Yeah, they're
whatever, it's
just,
just
yeah.
there.
And they don't want, like, they don't want anything to do with you, and you understand that.
Yeah.
Like, we were in, I guess this has happened in multiple, this, now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, fucking hell, this is like, yeah, genius. Because, like, Puerto Rico, they have, like, cats everywhere. Like, in San Juan, it's like a big thing that's like cats, and but they're trying to get rid of them now, and they're like,
Yeah.
it's a whole thing. With like the government was just like, let's just kill all the cats, and everyone was like, you can't just like kill the cats. Like, that's not how
Right.
this works. And it's been like a huge thing, but they're trying to get rid of the cats. But we were in Rome, and like there's like two spots. Like there's where allegedly Julius Caesar was killed, and that, like, if you read the signs for it, it's just like, and there's also cats, there's just cats all through this, and sure enough, everywhere you look, like if you focus your eyes for a second, it's like, oh yeah, cats.
There's a cat.
And the Colosseum too, the Colosseum is full of cats. Which I feel like they
Are
don't,
they fighting?
no, they just, I mean,
They're not
probably after
battling.
hours, you know.
Yeah.
They get a little,
Recreating.
gets a little hairy in there. But yeah, there's just like cats all over the place. So now that I'm think, like, it was a thing that at first I was like, I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
I
The
think it'd be
ultimate
weird if I saw it. And
spies.
they're like, no, they are. They're everywhere. My yard is filled with them.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not great. They poop
Yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then you see a dog and you can tell if it's a stray dog or if
Right, or
it's somebody's
somebody's
dog
dog. Yes.
and you act accordingly. You see a cat, like I see cats all around outside of my apartment
Yeah.
complex,
Who
and
knows?
it's you don't know if it's stray or if it belongs to somebody.
Right.
So yeah, perfect spies.
Smart. Yep, I'm with it.
Yeah. With Also, I meant to say trigger warning for harm to
There's, I
cats.
was gonna say they are going to, yeah, they're gonna
They're
do bad shit
gonna
to the
tinker with the
cats.
cats.
Yep.
So they figure out, okay, what do we need? We need a battery in this cat. We need like the actual listening device.
Oh gosh.
Hold on, let me.
We need a battery in this cat.
We need the
It's a whole new
transmitter
sentence.
and we need an antenna. Okay.
Okay. Nice.
So they, obviously put the listening device in the ear.
Right.
They put the transmitter, it's like 3/4 of an inch, which is 2 centimeters.
Okay.
So I don't know, like maybe the size of your thumb, the top part of your thumb, maybe a little smaller, or
Yeah,
your
probably a little
pointer
smaller than
finger.
that. Yeah.
They put it in the back of the neck. You can where the mama cat picks up
Yeah, the
the
scruff.
cat, they have all that loose skin. So I feel like, okay, that's
Yeah, they
probably
probably didn't
a
even
safe
notice.
place to put it. They take, see, at first when they said the antenna part, like they took a fine wire and put it along the cat's spine. I was like, ugh.
Oh,
But
God.
no,
Okay.
they wove it into the fur
Oh,
along its
okay.
spine and up its tail.
Nice. All right.
And
I
it specified, it wouldn't have worked if it was
was
inside
gonna
the cat. It had to be
say,
outside the cat,
it's like, I like to
which is
swim,
better.
you know? And a thing that people like to use while swimming are these things called like bone conduction headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, and like you basically like you put them like here, like not in your ear, but like against your like temple sort of area, and you hear through there essentially. But the thing about them is like you can't use like you have to like download stuff to your phone, and like only certain kinds of like stuff you can like listen to, because if you use like Bluetooth or something like that, it just cuts out as soon as you get under the water.
Sure.
It's like you're cutting
Oh.
off the like signal between you and the and what it's coming from. It's like you can't necessarily just like cover up like an antenna or cover up where a signal is coming from, or you just
Right. It needs
immediately
to be in the
lose it.
air in the waves.
Right. So, the idea of like I can see them trying to put an antenna inside of a cat because scientists do
Sure.
weird shit, but like it seems pretty obvious. That's like, I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose of an antenna, doesn't
Right. Yeah. It
it?
yeah.
Supposed to be standing up there, getting the signal.
Right. Can't have insulation around it. I couldn't figure out where they put the battery, but they did specify like they had to, use super small battery
Right.
because you're putting it inside a cat.
Yeah, I don't even know. I feel like it would have to be external. Or did they did put it inside the cat.
They put it inside the cat.
There's a battery inside the
Inside
cat somehow.
the battery is coming from inside the cat. Well, and
Fascinating.
part of
Okay.
what made this so challenging, like the first step is that you gotta be able to make this cat still act like a cat
Right, and
and
not be
not
like
like a
trying to pull
Frankenstein
shit
and
out of
not,
it and
yeah, not like licking excessively or scratching at itself because it has things inside of it. So yeah, they had to be really, I mean, I hope they didn't try a bunch of things and see. I hope that they thought it through and then did
Right.
it.
Exactly. Calculated, and we're like, this is the best way to do it.
Yeah, but I like there was a quote from one of them from one of the articles I said that it would everything needed to be able to withstand the cat's internal temperature, humidity, and chemistry. And I'm just like, oh yeah, the inside of a
Humid on
cat
the
is super
inside.
humid.
I've never considered like I guess we have cavities inside of our body. It's not all just like, mush, and it would be wet
Right.
in there. It
Yeah.
would be
And
your glasses would fog up if you were in your own
if you're
stomach.
inside a cat, does Miss Frizzle have glasses when they went
Oh,
inside that
that would be a
body?
hilarious bit, like a running
They
bit that is
like
every time they get out, she
she
has
has
to
to wipe her
wipe her
glasses.
glasses down.
Yeah. But
Okay,
yeah,
so
moist. Cats are moist.
they have put battery antenna and speaker or transmitter in
Transmitter.
this. Okay, which
Yeah.
also, like you said, the idea here was the th try putting it in a thing that already has an ear, but you still have to put something in it.
Right. We
But
can't
sure,
like
okay.
tap into the cat's
Yeah,
brain to
into
get what
its
it's.
right.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so then the obvious problem is if you've ever had a cat, like you can't train a cat.
Right.
Like, not because they're not highly intelligent, but
Right.
because
They
they
just
don't
don't want
wanna.
to. Yeah.
So there's kind of two versions of this story.
Okay.
The first comes from Bob Wallace, who was the director of the Office of Technical Services, which was what they called, coming up with this technology.
Okay. They gave
And
it the
then,
most boring name possible, even though they were,
right.
electrifying cats.
Yes. He was the director in the 90s.
Okay.
So it's probably like when a lot of this stuff was becoming like public. Like,
Right, yeah, with
what's
like
that
think the
word when it's
FOIA.
been long enough so
Oh,
they would
yeah.
have to release it? Freedom of Information
Yeah,
Act.
FOIA, yeah, Freedom of Information Act.
There, yeah, FOIA, sure. So this is kind of his story. They took the cat and they tried to train it, and like they could train it like a little bit, get it to stand over there, get it to stand over there.
Probably with a lot of treats.
Right. Little mices,
Yeah.
catnip. No, that would be crazy.
You can't drug the cat and turn it into a
Right.
speaker. That's
He
too
would
many
not sit
things.
still.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was not feasible that they could train this cat to do what they needed to do and, go
And they
in
basically
and.
just wanted it to like walk near whoever they wanted it to listen to.
Right. Yeah,
Okay.
probably sit. And it's kind of like, how do they even know where the the enemy spies are going to be, or
It
the,
feels like there's
whoever's
so
making the
many
decisions.
variables. Yeah, like what if, and like, okay,
Like,
let's say you figured it out. What if the cat walks in and the person like hates cats or is
what if they're
allergic to
allergic?
cats? Yeah, and they're just like, fucking get out of here, cat. Like, you're really,
Right.
the idea that people are just going to accept a cat in their space is like a
Yeah.
big ask.
I mean, the example they kept using was like at a park bench, which is,
Right.
in the movies, that's what spies do. They go and sit at a park bench.
Slide their little, manila
But
envelope. Like, yeah, sure.
if you knew where they were going to sit, then presumably you know a lot of other things too. And
Right.
so,
Do you need to get to the cat point if you already know where and when these people are going to be places? Apparently, your intel is already pretty good.
yeah. So that's one version of the story. They tried, they made this cat with all this hardware inside of it. It just didn't work. They scrapped the project, but in the end, they learned a lot. Yay!
Yay! What did they learn?
They
Like,
learned about training cats that you couldn't, it wasn't, you could do it. We were so good. We were so close. But it just didn't work. And in fact, like, you can get the summary that they wrote up, the CIA wrote up about this project. Like, you can find it online.
Yeah, pretty much everything is
Right.
now.
And the title of it is Redacted: Views on Trained Cats, Redacted for Redacted Use. And yeah, I read it and I was like, this is not saying anything.
Wow. So it's such a, like, I mean, this is one of the things that, like, when I was talking, what was even the subject that I brought up MK Ultra in a few weeks ago? Oh, it was the telekinesis thing, right? And I think the point that you made at the beginning of this, from the book about desperation, is like so apt. Like, desperation is the drunk uncle, and that is what the CIA was. At this point, like, and probably still is, but like, especially during the Cold War, it was like we were not thinking clearly. It was like there was just this sense of such imminent threat, that like just about everything the CIA did, when we look at it in hindsight, you're like, what were they thinking? Like, why did this seem like the reasonable way to attack this
Yeah,
problem?
it's not reasonable, but we've tried all the reasonable things. So,
Right. Or maybe
yeah, they're.
not, but like, it's like, at what point do you go, you know what might work? Cat.
Yeah. Well, and this book has a few stories, and most of the stories in the book are things that they talked about and they thought through and decided not to do it, but he's telling them because they're so ridiculous. Like, there was one plan to, like, strap little explosive devices to bats and let them
Okay.
loose in Japan, where most of their houses are made out of wood and rice paper.
So they were just gonna hope the bats landed in
Yes.
enemy homes and
And
blow
they
them
tried
up.
it. Well, because bats like to go into
I mean, they settle in
attics.
your eaves for
Yeah.
sure.
And it was saying that they tried it. But some of the, they had to anesthetize the, like, they put them into hibernation, like, just by putting them in a refrigerator so that they'd stay still until they got to where they needed them. And then they let them loose, and half of the bats went to, like, the model village that they had and, like, burnt it to the ground.
Just destroyed
And half
They
of
were like,
the bat,
home.
some of the bats woke up early and went to the military base. And burned down the military base.
It's
So it
so
was like part
incredible.
of this idea was it was just like such a shit show to test that they're just like, you know what? We've got other things going on. We don't have time for this.
They should have talked to anyone in Hollywood, is the thing. Because what's the rule in Hollywood, Brienne? Don't work
Bats.
with kids or animals.
Oh, don't work with kids or animals.
It's like, it's just always more of a shit show than you ever
Right.
think that it's going to
No,
be. Like,
it's too
explosive bats,
unpredictable.
yeah, is just simply not. Because, boy, if you can't train a cat, surely You can't train a bat.
Right.
Like,
But I'm sure the idea is if you let them loot, like they didn't
yeah, we'll just
care
put it
whose
close
house they
to,
burnt down.
right, except that it was their own.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you got them to Japan,
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, just go, whoever, it's fine,
it's
but
fine. It's fine.
they forgot they were there too.
Right.
That's
Okay, so the
so
second
lazy.
version of this
Okay,
story
yeah, give me the second version.
is what makes it more juicy.
Ooh, okay.
And so this comes from Victor Marchetti, who was
Nice.
the
Nice
specialist.
Italian man.
Victor Marchetti.
Victor Marchetti.
I can say this because my name is Brianna
I know.
Bresseia.
See, shut up, Mark. She's allowed.
Mark, right?
I
Yeah, I say it's okay, and I am half Italian. Okay. So he was the special assistant to the director of the CIA
Okay,
in the
nice.
1960s.
That's a more interesting title
So
than the
I
last
feel
guy.
like he was probably actually there.
Yeah, right.
And like different articles say, like, okay, he came out later and was kind of, he had a beef with the CIA and how they did things.
Sure,
And so you
right.
take this story with a grain of salt. Me, I'm saying, like, no, if he's saying, you take this other Bob guy who was, you take his stuff with a grain of salt. This
Right.
guy who has beef with it is going to be more like
It's gonna be
outward
forthcoming.
with their failures.
That's always the thing, is it's like every time like someone is like a disgruntled government agent, it's like, oh, you shouldn't listen to them because they have a grudge. Well, why do they have a
Right.
grudge? Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah. And why would he make this stuff up about this cat?
Like it makes
But
him look good.
yeah. But his quote about this is, they slit the cat open, put batteries in him, wired him up. They made a monstrosity.
Oh, the
They
Frankenstein to that shit.
also mentioned, like, during the testing phase, they could get the cat to do some things, but then he'd get hungry and wander off and go try to find food.
Yeah, they do that.
And so they used some of their MK Ultra knowledge, and I mean, Victor says that they stuck another wire in him, but
Boy.
somehow they did another surgery to like turn off, his reaction to hunger.
Oh, sure. Okay. They Ozempic'd the cat.
They Ozempic the cat so that he'd be able to focus on his duties.
Amazing. I'm just imagining now, like, with his description of them just like tearing this thing open and shoving shit in it and creating like this weird, awful monster. Like, it's the spy sitting there on the bench and this just like weird ass, like cat just like twitching. Walking up to
Yeah.
them with like patches and stitches everywhere. It's like,
Right.
just a normal
Yeah.
cat. Don't
Like,
worry
how
about
long do you
it.
have to wait for the cat's fur to grow back?
Right. Like, just this monster hobbling towards them. And they're just supposed to be like, this is fine.
Right. Nobody's gonna notice. It's a stray cat. They're
Yeah.
weird.
They do weird stuff.
But yeah, so he says they made a monstrosity. They tested him and tested him. They found he would walk off the job when he got hungry, so they put another wire in him. Finally, they're ready. They took him out to a park, pointed him to the park bench, and said, "Listen to those two guys." And then he finishes his sentence, which is the big spoiler.
Ooh.
And if I may, I'm going to read what our friend Vince Houghton has
Please.
dreamed up about these circumstances. So, he says Marchetti never provided a detailed minute-by-minute account of the first and only CIA field test of Acoustic Kitty. He told us the ending, but that's all. So welcome inside my head. As I imagine it, Vince says, the field test takes place on a sleepy street somewhere in Northwest Washington, D.C. The CIA techs Parallel Park, their spy van along the street, directly across from one of the many public parks scattered throughout the city. Maybe their van is just plain white. Maybe it has Bob's Plumbing or Flowers by Irene painted on the side. Inside the van, the two CIA techs are surrounded by 1960s era technology. Blinking
I love
lights,
it.
knobs, switches, buttons. An oscilloscope is in the corner, oscilloscoping. Monitors that project the feed from a handful of clandestine cameras line the top of the interior. These will allow the CIA to watch the test from every angle. As one of the techs takes Acoustic Kitty out of its cage, makes sure everything is where it's supposed to be. The other turns the knobs, flips the switches, pushes the buttons that activate the agency's newest top secret listening device. The cat is placed on the asphalt, and the techs point to two men, deep in conversation, sitting on a park bench. To the surprise, satisficate, satis please say that word for me.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction of the CIA techs, Acoustic Kitty goes straight for the men on the bench. No hesitancy, no deviation, no stopping to search for food. A beeline to the target. It's not hard to imagine what might have taken place in those tech guys' heads. This is going to make my career. I'm going to get promoted, get a raise, take a vacation on the beach this year, maybe buy a boat or a motorcycle. Sky's the limits. And as they watch our feline heroine cross the double painted line in the streets, pride swells up in them. This is 50 small steps for a cat, one giant leap for mankind. But here's what we do know from Marchetti's version of the
Oh
story. Only
no.
feet away from the safety of the curb,
Oh no.
Acoustic Kitty was run over by a
Oh,
taxi.
as soon as you said it crossed the lines, I was like, oh no. Oh
Oh
no, 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 no,
no.
no, no, no,
Oh
no.
no,
I've
streets are
seen enough
dangerous for kitty
movies
cats.
to know what happens when something casually steps out into the road.
Right, especially when everybody is watching.
Oh man.
No promotion, no raise, no boat, no Harley. Just the indignity of having to scrape the still sparkling Acoustic Kitty off the pavement before the
God damn.
Soviets, or worse, the Washington Post, find out what the CIA was up to.
Oh my God. All of that, 5 years of
All of that.
development, and
Five
the cat
years.
gets run over by a taxi
Corrigan,
immediately.
$20 million is what it took
1960s
in
money.
1960s money.
Oh no.
I mean, to me, that's a lot of money now, but that's
Right.
probably
Like it's
billions back then. Our
exactly.
tax dollars at work to
Oh
make a
no.
Frankenstein kitty cat that will listen to the Soviets and then get hit
It's
by a taxi.
also like, I mean, that's terrible, but it's just like one of those, again, the thing that always gets me about these crazy plans the CIA came up with is that they're always like so convoluted that if you like sat and thought about it, like really thought about it for a sec, you go like, this is, there's no way this is going to be. Like, this is not going to happen. You know, like if someone had a
Right.
pet cat at home, they could have gone, I don't think we're going to be able to train this. I just don't think that this is a practical plan. But it takes $20 million and a dead monster
Right.
cat for it to be like, I don't
Just to
know, maybe
see
this isn't going to
again.
work.
That's how desperate they were to come up with
Like
new
anything.
techniques, new
Yeah.
technology.
And it's like, you know, you see that in like their attempts to like assassinate Fidel Castro and things like that. Like literally Looney Tunes shit. Like, can we make an
Right.
exploding cigar? Like, you know, these kinds of
Yeah.
things that you're like, yeah, it
This is
doesn't
what they're
work for
coming up
Wile E.
with.
Coyote either. So, you know,
Right.
maybe we take the object lesson here instead of then trying to Rube Goldberg our way into like just bizarre
Yeah, like
things.
things have to line up just right and
That's it. It's like, you know, kind of along the lines of the like two can keep a secret if one's dead kind of situation.
yes.
It's like when there's too many moving parts to something, like that is a sure sign your stuff is not going to work. Stuff needs to be as simple as possible, you know? And
Right.
the more variables you have, especially something
Yes.
unpredictable like an animal, you're gonna lose it. It's just
It's like the opposite of Occam's razor, that
yeah.
like the simplest solution
Yeah.
is
It's like
probably what happened. Okay, so
right.
maybe the
So maybe then
simplest,
just
but then yeah,
let's reverse engineer that then.
it's by craft.
Yeah.
We
I
tried the
mean,
simple already, I guess.
it's funny because It's like peeking behind the door of James Bond and things like that, right? Like, and I always, this goes all the way back to Electric Fan Cave, where we had the running joke about the fact that like I never understand espionage movies. I'm like, they're too complicated. I don't know what's going on. And Kristen always thought that was funny. Like, you can't follow a spy movie. I'm like, I cannot. I never understand what's happening.
I have an embarrassing story.
Oh, geez, please do tell.
I mean, it's not that embarrassing. Just for me. So, do you remember back in your apartment in Anaheim, Kristen and I watched The Sting.
Yes, yep.
I remember watching it. So, Kristen and I and some of our friends had a movie night last night and we watched The Sting, and I was kind of
Nice.
like, okay, I've seen it, but whatever. What I also remember Kristen saying back then when we watched at your house was that she wishes that
She always wishes she could see it for the first time.
she could see it for she wishes she could have her memory of the movie cleared so that she could watch it again for the first time. That's what happened to me last night. I did not remember a moment of that movie. I kept waiting for them to go to the bank they were going to rob.
Incredible.
It was insane. Like, I
Beautiful
kept
stuff.
thinking, was it a different movie we watched?
No, because that's definitely what Kristen always
Like,
says about the sting. So
yeah.
it's for sure the
So
sting.
it was kind of embarrassing. What even more embarrassing is that I couldn't tell you now what
Like
happened in
what
that
happened?
movie.
I've seen the sting probably half a dozen times, and if I were to try to explain to you what happened right now, I could not do it.
Right. All I
So
know is that it was a lot like watching an episode of Rockford Files.
right, yeah, totally. Like, and that's, I mean, that's always the thing, is I can enjoy a Rockford Files. I love the sting. I've seen it
Right.
a bunch of times,
But
but
it's hard to follow.
I
Like, how did
can't
they
keep up.
know that this
Yes.
person was going to react this
Right.
way? And half the time they don't. And that's what makes the story interesting because they have to
Right. Like, okay,
improvise.
now what do
But,
you do when
like,
it doesn't go the way you
with
planned?
such high stakes and you're improvising, it's just crazy.
And it's like, I think much like how, there's a podcast that I always recommend called Running from Cops. Have you ever
No.
encountered that one? It's about the show Cops, and it
Oh.
is about the fact that like the bad policing on Cops has shaped the way Americans think about policing, and so we think that
Oh.
they have like power that they don't, that they're allowed to do things during an arrest that they're not allowed to do, and stuff like that. And it shaped,
Oh, that
so
kind
like
of bad policing. I thought
that
you
kind
meant
of
they're just like bumbling.
no, not like that, like as
They
in
did
like they
think they
are
do
bad
things they're
cops,
not
like
allowed to be
doing,
doing.
yeah, lying to the people that they arrest and coercing them and like all this kind of stuff. So Americans tend to think that cops have a lot more power than they actually do, and that they can violate your rights in ways that they can't, right? It's illegal for them to do that. But because we all grew up watching, I mean, I wasn't allowed to watch it, but most of the United States grew up watching Cops, we have like a distorted idea of what they're allowed to do. It's why, like,
Right.
when someone gets killed by the cops, or people say, oh, well, they just shouldn't have resisted, that's not the law. But if you watch
Right.
Cops, that's what you
You'd
think
think, yeah.
this is.
If
And I
you run
think,
away, they're allowed to shoot you in the back.
right, like that's not actually real. You've just been watching a television show, similar with like watching like the Law and Orders and stuff like that. Emily talks
Yeah.
about this a lot as like a huge SVU fan. She always says like it's a fantasy, right? Like that's not, this is not real policing. This is what we wish policing were like. But a lot of people watching it don't understand that difference. And so when they think about the legal system, they think like it works like SVU, or it works like any of the number of procedurals that are on TV. And I think spy stuff does a similar thing, where it's like we watch something that, whether it's like a Man from U.N.C.L.E. type thing, or James Bond, or like, the Bourne movies, like all of this kind of stuff, and we think like, oh yeah, that's what they're doing out there. Like they're these
Right.
incredibly complicated schemes that come together in all
Yeah.
these kinds of
They
ways.
get a tip and then they sit at a round table and come up
Yeah.
with, okay, this is how we're going to get in that room. undetected and
Yes, and there's like all these kinds of things, which goes to, I posted about this on Blue Sky the other day, but my least, like not least favorite, but one of my least favorite tropes in movies is when they're going to execute a plan, like in a spy movie or something like that, and one person says to the person leading it, "So remind me why we're doing this again." Like, you better fucking know why we're doing this. Like,
Right.
we remind me what we're doing. Oh, well, we're gonna go do it. It's like there are so many
Okay.
moving parts of this. You better
Okay.
know what
Right.
is happening here.
Yeah.
But I,
'Cause we're all relying on you right now
right,
for our lives.
yeah. But in real life, I think like it doesn't work like that. When you have things that are this convoluted, you get cat with speakers in it getting hit by a taxi. You don't get James Bond.
Right.
Like, this is what happens. You get Fidel Castro dying of natural causes or cancer or whatever when he's like 75, not from an exploding cigar.
Yes.
There's you we can't it doesn't work
Yeah,
this
'cause
way.
you can only really control what you do and
Right.
not what effect it has on the world around you.
And every other person, every bit of nature, every animal, whatever, they're all wild cards. There is nothing
Right.
you can control or predict
Yeah, it's like on
about other
Criminal
people.
Minds where it's so easy to, okay, this person is left-handed and their mom died when they were six, and so this is
Right.
what they're gonna do. It's like,
Yeah,
no,
exactly. You know.
people aren't gonna do exactly the same thing every time.
Right.
That's
Yeah.
not
You
how
can't
people work.
truly profile people. You can get like a rough idea of things, but you know, people are weird. We do weird, unpredictable shit.
Yeah, we have whims.
We have whims
We have
all the time.
emotions that change from minute to minute.
And then add on top of that technology,
Right, which we
which
want to
is
be able
like
to
a.
trust in, but anybody who has a printer knows
Yeah,
that
right, exactly. If you have any
sometimes
of those
things
things.
have no reason for not working that you can
Right, they
see,
just
and they are
don't.
not working.
Like, exactly with, you know, me not using GarageBand this week or last week. Like, this is a simple piece of technology that is giving me an error message I can't figure out and has
Right.
bricked my GarageBand. You know,
Yes.
like, the technology is, even in the state that it is now, difficult to figure out sometimes. And yeah, the idea of sticking it into a cat and thinking like, yeah, this is gonna work is just I'm going to be thinking about that drunk uncle thing forever because it's just such a
Another one of
perfect
the stories in here, which
love that you hold up the book every time.
I cannot believe that this story is true. Is that they thought about how cats always land on their feet,
Okay.
and so they were going to strap an explosive device to a cat and like put it in a little parachute thing and give the cat control somehow over, like if it was a hang glider.
Oh no.
And it said like unfortunately when the cat is falling from the airplane, it passes out. And so they could never see if it could successfully control. I'm like, how's a cat going to control a hang glider? Cat doesn't know what it's doing.
Yeah, again, it feels like they could have figured out the answer to this before they dropped the cat from the plane.
Right.
You know?
What?
Like there were clues
Yeah.
before this
Well,
would
yeah. So the
happen.
idea was that they're going to try to drop it on a plane, on a boat, like on a ship. And so
Sure.
since the cat doesn't want to land in water, because cats hate water
Oh,
notoriously,
so it would steer
it's going to
itself
steer it
away
to go
from the.
on the ship instead.
And then what were they going to
Ooh.
use that for? Because like you think wherever you're trying to drop an explosive, people aren't going to go, is that a cat in a parachute?
Right. Yeah, and how is this any better than just
Just
dropping,
dropping it. Yeah,
like,
right. Like if you're not trying to hide it at all.
hopefully, a ship's big enough that you can hit.
Right, like
I
because
don't know. Don't
now all
ask
you're
me.
doing is dropping an explosive and killing a cat.
And yes, and making it fall a little slower so
A
they have
little
more
more
time to
slowly.
react.
Yeah. Why? Like, what are.
I cannot believe that that story is true, but I did
It's.
read it two different places.
Yeah. That's always the funny thing when you read like the dumbest thing you've ever read, and then you like look and you're like, no, that there's a government website that
Right?
has this on it that actually happened? Because that was when I was looking at the telekinesis stuff. Some of that stuff felt like it was like there's just no way. That's too
Right.
dumb.
They're
And then it would be
embellishing.
like, here are pages on the United States government website showing that this actually happened
Oh,
as
gosh.
described. And that is, it's just so wild. I think, it's a wake up call that like we have like these ideas about our institutions, and over the past few years, like that's fallen apart about so many things, right? Like people have really started to get clued into the fact that like all of our institutions are kind of bullshit. But I think
Right.
like there's things about like the CIA, so it's the intelligence agency, for gosh
Yes.
sakes, right? Like we have like these perceptions of it that I don't think have been knocked down all the way, and in part because of popular culture about it. And then anytime you learn any single story about the CIA, you're like, oh, that's some dumb fuck shit. That's like, they got people who read too many comic books into an organization together, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's what happened here. These are not the smartest people on earth. These are people who.
Right. They're not so good at real life
Yes,
situations. They have
exactly.
they're in their little laboratories trying to
Right.
figure out how to make things work and
That's exactly it. It's like real life is so different than whatever lab conditions you create for something. And to see how quickly things fall apart when they try to do things, it's like, well,
right. Well, and the
here you
fact
go.
that, yeah, they put so much money and time behind something when it's like they admitted this is a long shot. It's like, yeah,
Yeah, it is.
desperation.
Maybe if it's such a long shot, like baby steps it then. Maybe don't
Right,
invest
right.
the whole 20 mil and years, half a decade into
Yeah.
this project.
You know, maybe they could have started with trying to train the cat before they implanted any
There we go.
technology,
Yeah, like
because
first and
that was the
foremost, can
big
we figure,
flaw.
right? Can we figure out if we can train the cat? That is an excellent first step,
And in
right?
fact, there's probably people who had tried that in the past that they could have learned from.
Exactly.
Hollywood.
Listen, you ever see a trained cat on TV? You know?
Right.
Like, if
It.
they could do it, listen, we got Mr. Ed out there. We got
Uh-huh.
fucking Bubbles or Bobo or whatever the Ronald Reagan chimp was. Like, if we can train an animal to do something on screen, they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
If you don't see it on screen, you
Probably
probably
can't be
can't
done.
train that animal. It's a lost cause, you know? Unless whoever trained that cat from what's it called? Quiet Place. Day one, which I assume is
Oh.
probably a lot of CGI too. But part of the plot of Quiet Place Day One is also that the cat is unruly and almost gets them killed several times. So,
Truest of stories.
you're right. Like, yeah, no, this sets up. That's good. Well, any other details we need on this story?
Just that I got to the end of my notes, and in, redacted, training cats for redacted, use for redacted, kind of the summary is that this experience was a model for scientific pioneers because they proved that cats can indeed be trained to move short distances. Worth
Helpful.
it.
Definitely worth that. Yeah. Mission
In
accomplished.
conclusion, cats can be trained to move short distances.
I love like just a silver lining that has nothing to do with like what the listen, we did it help us in any way to accomplish anything in the service of ending the Cold War? No. But
But
newsflash, pet owners. You might be able to get your cat if it is wired with something that makes it so that it won't want to eat,
right.
actually go where you want it to go. Great.
Good lesson.
Good talk. Well, Brienne, before I let you go, do you have, I've been asking, do people have a book or movie or TV show that everyone should hunker down, watch, read? This week, this month, things like that. What should
You
people move to the top
want
of
to
their
hear from
list?
me.
I do. I think you're going to bring a
I'm
different
here to
perspective.
promote Murphy Brown season 10, which takes
Are there
place
10 seasons of
in
Murphy
20,
Brown?
yeah.
Wow, I didn't know there
In
were that many.
2018,
Right.
the first time that Trump came into office,
Yeah.
and I find it very refreshing to be back in that era when all of this was new and we felt
Right.
like we could
And
do
people
something
thought they
about
could
it.
fix it.
We
Yeah.
felt like we could fight the system still. So, Murphy
Murphy
Brown,
Brown, season
I think
10.
it's season 10. It's,
Whatever
it's
the
the
recent
latest
season
season.
is. Right.
And then I just read, it's called the book series, I think it's called The Scholomance, which is weird to say.
Scholomance.
So like, I get, like necromance. I don't know
Oh, okay,
what that
sure.
manse means, but it's scholar, Scholomance.
Oh, okay.
The first book is Deadly Education, but it's all about like wizard children. The whole premise is that when they're young, they're all like the Oogie Boogie monsters, like want to attack them and eat them. And so they have to
Okay.
hide them in this school. So it's basically this boarding school where they're learning to use magic. And yeah, there's three books. And I just really enjoyed them.
Okay.
We read it for our book club, and like half of us really liked it, half of us did not like it at all. So there you go.
Nice. Okay, polarizing, but if that sounds like something you're
Yes, Deadly
into,
Education.
Deadly Education. Love it. Thank you, Brianne, for coming in here and filling in the big shoes of my dear Welsh co-host. It's wonderful to have you in all these years. Were you ever on the fan cave?
There was one where I was in the fan
Okay.
cave.
I was gonna say, in all these years, it
Yeah,
just feels like
I would make appearances as producer Bree.
Producer Bree. That's right. Okay, so
Yes.
we have had you around on those, but it's wonderful to finally get you on the Jack of All Graves. And I'm sorry, everyone, you can't listen to her anywhere because she is not very online like the rest of us.
No, you can find me on Instagram
There
as
you
Crazy Auntie Bree.
go. Isn't it
And
Crazy Aunt
nowhere
Bree?
else. It's Auntie with an I and no E at the end.
Oh, I guess because it autofills for me,
Yeah,
I just never noticed
right. It's just a jumble of letters. But
that.
thank you for having faith in me, Corey,
Shh, always,
where I did not
please.
have faith in myself.
What are friends for?
Right.
I see you as a cat that could be a microphone.
Right. If I didn't have to cross the street.
You'd never have to cross the street.
Yes. Ideal
And
world.
dear friends at home, the only thing left to do, of course, is for you to stay spooky.
Stay spooky.